farewell, they cried. Wherever you fare, till your Eyries receive you at the journey's end. That is the polite thing to say among eagles. May the wind under your wings bear you where the sun sails and the moon walks, answered Gandalf, who knew the correct reply. And so they parted, and though the Lord of the Eagles became, in after days, the king of all birds, and wore a golden crown, and his 15 chieftains golden collars, made of the gold that the dwarves gave them, Bilbo never saw them again, except high and far off in the Battle of Five Armies. But as that comes in at the end of this tale, we will say no more about it just now. There was a flat space on the top of the hill of stone and a well-worn path with many steps leading down it to the river, across which a ford of huge flat stones led to the grassland beyond the stream. There was a little cave, a wholesome one with a pebbly floor, at the foot of the steps and near the end of the stony ford. Here the party gathered and discussed what was to be done.
"I always meant to see you all safe, if possible, over the mountains," said the wizard. "And now, by good management and good luck, I've done it. Indeed, we're now a good deal further east than I ever meant to come with you, for after all, this is not my adventure. I may look in on it again before it's all over, but in the meanwhile, I've some other pressing business to attend to."
The dwarves groaned and looked most distressed, and Bilbo wept. They had begun to think Gandalf was going to come all the way, and would always be there to help them out of difficulties.
"I'm not going to disappear this very instant," said he.